Hey everyone, welcome to the Motion Church Weekly Podcast. On this podcast, we share some thoughts from our weekly gatherings as home churches, as well as our messages from when we all get together. It's our desire to help people become fully devoted followers of Jesus, and we hope that this podcast encourages you to walk in that way. Thanks again for joining us, and enjoy this episode. Hey everybody, welcome back to the Motion Church Weekly Podcast. It's Caleb and Shannon here again. We are pumped to be with you this week. We are looking at, again, the Gospel of John. We're studying through the Gospel of John here at Motion Church this year, and we are making our way through chapter 1. This week we looked at chapter 1, verses 19 through 28, coming off the previous week, just covering there the beginning of John chapter 1, looking at who is the Word, the Logos, and the true light, and everything John had to say there. And then this week we're getting into a little bit about John the Baptist. So Shannon, why don't you give us a little bit about what we talked about this week?
Yeah, this is a really cool section of chapter 1, and the Apostle John takes a little break from his discussion about the Jesus as the Word, and the Word made flesh, and all that. He gave us a little hint about John the Baptist. So now what he's going to do is he's going to start getting in a little bit more detail about John the Baptist. In fact, he starts verse 19 here, the beginning of our section, with, and this is the testimony of John. So here it is. Here's the story of John the Baptist, because John the Baptist had a specific role in the ministry of the Messiah, and that's what John's going to start getting at, because we've got Jesus now being tied in the earlier part of chapter 1 to God himself. He is the Word, and he was with the Word, you know, God. And so now he's going to tie in another messianic little hint to that Jesus is the Messiah, the one who's going to save the world, with this little story about John and his testimony. And I kind of equated it with, I love the intros to movies, and Shauna and I always have a little fun spat back and forth between movies, because she wants to fast forward past the opening credits, and I always give her a hard time. No, you don't do that. She's like, it's just words and music. I'm like, right, it's building up to what's coming. It's laying the ground floor. The intros are important. And so John the Baptist is an intro. He's that awesome music in the opening credits to the real story. And that's what John's getting ready to say. He writes, and this is the testimony of John, when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, who are you? That's kind of an interesting question that they're sent to ask. And that's kind of the hinge point of this whole section of chapter one. And the key to understand here is John uses the term Jews a lot throughout his gospel. And you gotta really pay attention to the context to really get who he's talking about. In this particular case, we see that the Jews sent priests and Levites. So obviously, whoever the Jews he's talking about here is referencing some kind of leadership, because they have the authority to send priests and Levites. So we're talking about the Jewish leadership here in the area, probably coming from the Sanhedrin. They send these guys out to John to ask, okay, so who are you? And that leads us into verses 20 through 21, where John continues to write about John the Baptist. He says, he confessed and did not deny, but confessed, I am not the Christ. So right away, what's John the Baptist's first response to the question, who are you? I'm not the Christ. So what were the scribes and the priests, what were they inquiring about? Okay, wait a minute. You're out here baptizing all these people in the River Jordan. Are you the Messiah? And he right away says, no. I'm not the Christ. I'm not the Messiah. So then they ask him, okay, are you Elijah? And he said, no, I'm not. Are you the prophet? And he answered, no. And you're going, what in the world is this conversation about? Is he Elijah? Don't they know he's John the Baptist? You know, are you the prophet? What in the world is going on here? And you got to understand, at this time frame, the Israel is controlled by Rome. It's just a hotbed of messianic activity because they haven't heard from God in hundreds of years. The captivity has been done. They thought they were going to be brought back into their glory and the promised land, and it hasn't come. And the thing you got to understand in this time period here leading up to the coming of Christ is there were other messianic claims in that time frame. In fact, scripture themselves mentions at least three of them. We get in the book of Acts, a guy by the name of Theudas. We get Judas the Galilean. We get somebody known as the Egyptian. All of these at some point in time claimed that they were the Messiah and tried to lead a military insurrection against Rome, and they were all wiped out and defeated. And so there was this messianic buzz going on. And then you've got John the Baptist here, who is baptizing people in the baptism of repentance, basically preparing the way for the kingdom. And that's a major thing. And so these Jewish leaders, they're a little worried. On one side, they're worried that the Romans aren't going to like a messianic figure rising up again, and it's going to cause a major Roman outbreak of military action against them. Or it really is the Messiah, and the leaders aren't going to have their leadership anymore. So there's a lot of tension being built here. And so that's why they start asking, okay, you're not claiming to be the Messiah. What then? Are you Elijah? And that's a reference to Malachi 4, verses 4 through 6, where Malachi writes, "Remember the law of my servant Moses, the statutes and rules that I commanded him at Horeb for all Israel. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the great and awesome day of the Lord comes." There was a prophecy that the prophet Elijah would come back before the Messiah comes back. And then there's another connection, and that's to Deuteronomy 18, 15 through 19, about God sending another prophet like Moses. And that's another messianic claim back then. So that's what they're trying to get at. Okay, wait a minute. If you're not the actual Messiah, are you Elijah or the prophet that's supposed to be coming before the Messiah? And John gives an interesting answer here. He says, no. He said he's not the Messiah. And so in verses 22 through 24, John continues on this testimony of the Baptist by saying, "So they said to him, 'Who are you? We need to give an answer to those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?' And he said, 'I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord, as the prophet Isaiah said.'" Now they had been sent from the Pharisees. So, you know, John the Baptist is pulling a little bit of a humbleness here. And he was a very humble figure that we'll see later on, where he says, you know, Jesus must increase and I must decrease. So he's not jumping right into the shoes. Okay, listen, I'm the total fulfillment of this scripture. But he still says, wait a minute, I have been given a purpose. I have been given a purpose to prepare the way for God's chosen one. And so he still pulls from that prophetic writing of Isaiah, where he says, I'm the one who is here to make straight the way of the Lord, just like the prophet said. So he gave him enough to whet their appetite to go back to the Jewish leadership to get things kind of stirred up with. So, you know, it was kind of an interesting little testimony that we see here. And so we see the Jewish leadership getting all worked up, possible Messiah on the scene. Could be somebody who's just going to get the Romans all riled up again, and then we're going to be in trouble. It could be the Messiah. So what do we do about all of that? Because it's really going to get everyone all all stirred up. And if it is the true Messiah who's going to establish his kingdom here, what's that going to mean for all of this great racket that we've built up and made ourselves rich by? And so, so there's some really good stuff that's happening here. Another neat thing is John the Baptist is playing kind of a humble role in this, saying he's not the Elijah, he's not the prophet. He is the voice in the wilderness, you know, calling, make straight the way of the Lord. But it's interesting, in Matthew, Jesus kind of corrects John the Baptist and lets them all know that, you know what, he is the Elijah figure. I am the Messiah. Matthew 11, 12 through 15, he said, from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John. And if you are willing to accept it, he is Elijah who is to come. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. And so Jesus is going, no, he is, because I am the Messiah, and he is the one preparing the way before the day of the Lord. And so the Apostle John wraps up this little section about John the Baptist in verses 25 through 28. And he writes here, they asked him, then why are you baptizing? If you are neither the Christ nor Elijah nor the prophet. And John answered them, I baptize with water, but among you stands one you do not know, even he who comes after me, the strap of whose sandal I am not worthy to untie. These things took place in Bethany across the Jordan where John was baptizing. We had a really cool discussion about a lot of the details of what was going on there and the nature of his baptism. John's purpose was a water baptism of repentance and preparation for the kingdom. Everyone who was coming down to be baptized was acknowledging that Israel has kind of gone astray. They needed to get back on track, get their focus back on God. And so they were coming to have that repentance and that preparation for the coming of the Messiah to establish his kingdom and to follow him. And like I said, we really went in detailed, and if you weren't able to make it on Saturday, you missed it, and you got to come out next Saturday to continue on with this study. But it was really, really cool. One of the things too that I pointed out was that he was baptizing in the Jordan River. And that's a very significant location, because that's the river. That's what Israel crossed when they went into the actual promised land after spending 40 years in the wilderness, you know. And I pointed out how God has them crossing over through water. Out of Egypt, they went through the Red Sea, going into their promised land. They crossed the Jordan. You know, they were going through baptisms of a sort. Yeah. You know, from Egypt through the Red Sea, they became God's people. From the desert into the promised land, they crossed the Jordan, and they became that nation in God's appointed land. And so here, John the Baptist is preparing the way for the actual new redeemed kingdom through the Messiah. And where does he start it? Right there in the Jordan River. And so that, anybody who back in that day, which is just about every Israelite person, that was making an impact in their heart. So it was a really good study. It was good stuff. And, the main key really telling everybody to do is really take time throughout the week to reflect back on what we talked about and what it should do and change in your life and how it should impact your walk with the Lord. And this testimony of John the Baptist should really get you excited to see what God was doing back then and the influence it should have on the church today. So it was good stuff.
Yeah. Really great things here. I'm excited for the coming week, where Jesus comes on to the scene, and John the Baptist gets to introduce all that good stuff. We are continuing through the Gospel of John, and so if anybody, if you're wondering out there, maybe you're not a part of Motion Church or whatever, we get together as a church on Saturdays. And so if you're wanting more information about that, just head to our website, motionchurch.life, and send us a message. And we'd love to answer any questions you have or talk with you and help you in any way. And we just thank you for listening to the podcast. We hope and pray that this is a blessing to you as you study the word and come along this journey through the Gospel of John with us. So have a great week, and we'll see you next week on the podcast.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Motion Church Weekly. As always, head over to our website at motionchurch.life or follow us on social media to keep up with the latest from Motion Church. We hope you have a great week.